Can we read Mark chapter 16? Verse 15. And he said unto them, what did he say? Go ye to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Go and preach the gospel. Which gospel? Which gospel? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and that bread is before us now, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, to the disciples, and said what? Take it. This is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying what? Drink ye all of it. What is the gospel? The gospel is John chapter 19 and verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar as he hung on the cross, what did he say? It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. What is the gospel? It's John 3 verse 14, 15 and 16. What is the gospel? John chapter 3 verse 14, 15 and 16. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he was lifted up on the cross on Calvary, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 16, that is the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What is the gospel? It's 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23, that is the gospel. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. That is the gospel. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. That's why we are here now. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Isaiah 53 verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who hath believed our report? Who will believe this gospel? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He gave us Jesus. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, certainly, whatever your problem is, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stripped, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. Somebody shout, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Do you see why communion? I get very excited when it's time for communion. I don't just come as a religious obligation. I come because it takes me to 2,000 years ago. It transports me to the cross to see that the Lord set me free. I cannot be in bondage again. Because God is obligated to confirm what he did on the cross. When he talk of healing, it's not only sicknesses and diseases. Any aspect of your life that is not as it should be, it is sick. With his stripes, we are healed. When he shouted on the cross on Calvary, it is finished. This is the understanding. That's why in John chapter 6, he said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. Eating and drinking there is not eating this bread and this wine. It's understanding. It's understanding. If you get to understand the significance of this bread you are going to eat, you will soon know that as you are eating this bread, amen, you are transporting yourself 2,000 years ago to Golgotha, to Jerusalem. You are there on the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. He did it for me. I wish you can get that for somebody to understand what happened. For you to understand why God will not play with what is going on now. Every stripe he received is one problem or the other in our life. It was Kenny. Listen to that song. Listen, watch the screen if you can. If you don't have screen by your side, sorry.
The Lord of glory has
For himself. He did it for me. Personalize it. Personalize it. I tell the Lord, Lord, I am one of the reasons you went to the cross on Calvary. You set me free. I cannot be in bondage again. Let's read Luke chapter 4, verse 16, 17, 18. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. We know the story. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written. That is, he found Isaiah 61. And he began to read from verse 1 of Isaiah 61. Is Luke chapter 4 verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That's why by his stripes we are healed. To preach deliverance to the captives. Even the lawful captives shall be delivered. And recovering of sight to the blind, spiritual blindness and physical blindness, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And verse 19. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 20. And he closed the book. And he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogues were fasting on him. And verse 21. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Which scripture? The recovery of sight, the healing of broken hearts, the acceptable year, the time, the day of redemption. We are salvation, we can accept salvation now. This day is this scripture fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, he that believeth this gospel, all this we have been saying there is the gospel, and is baptized, shall be saved. Water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Saved from what? Saved from the powers of the tempter, demonic powers. Saved from witches and wizards. Saved from ancestral curses and covenants. Saved from the wicked hands, principalities and powers, rulers of darkness of this world. Saved above all from the destruction that will take place on this earth after the rapture. He that believed that gospel. What gospel? He made the way on the cross of Calvary. And he said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, oh glory be to God. Shout that name, let me hear you. Shout that name. Shout that name again. And the devil is in the business of trying to substitute that name. But I need no other argument. I need no other. It is enough that Jesus died and that He died for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here, you have not yet been baptized? Water baptism. You are coming here. Stand up, sir. Stand up. You have not been baptized? Are you a Christian? Eh?
Yes, sir.
Wallahi, you are not a Christian. They told you are a Christian. They were deceiving you. Eh? What makes you a Christian? By joining a church? Eh?
No.
Eh?
No, sir.
Thank you, Father. What's the name of your father?
Okorocha.
Eh?
Okorocha.
You are the son of Okorocha?
Yes, sir.
How did you become... Oh, which Okorocha? Imo. Any other person? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are the son of
Okorocha.
Okorocha.
Yes, sir.
The son of Okorocha. How did you become his son?
By birth.
By birth. Yes. Did you join the family?
No.
You were born there.
Yes, sir.
So now only Christian you will go join, have you? Become a Christian. Before you become a Christian, you must be born. You are born again. And I know you are born again. In fact, you are born again before me, sir. Praise God. Any other person? Sit down, sir. Any other person? Now, any other person? Now, listen. He told us we should go and baptize. We should go and preach the gospel. Is the gospel I've been preaching since? What is the gospel? I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. That's the gospel. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. Oh, I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. What is the gospel? He said it's acceptable year of the Lord. The second part is the day of vengeance. And one day, he will carry that scripture again and read to the whole world and say, this day is this scripture fulfilled. When he will be coming to judge this world after we have gone in the rapture. What is the gospel? Oh, my loving brother.
In the walls of fire, don't you want the frozen to be a pillar? I need all that in the rock of ages.
Hey,
rock of ages, for me.
Oh, my love is sister. There was on fire.
Don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? High pillow in the rock of ages. Rock of ages.
That is the gospel. One of these days, Peter said, everything will be burnt. It is called the day of the Lord. He said, the prophet saw it. He said, the earth will reel like a pendulum. You will run to the sea. The sea will say, leave me alone. Nowhere to go. Hey, you are hearing me now, you are looking at me. One day, your song will be, when the saints shall march to heaven.
Jesus as your leader, marching on all my soldiers. Yes, my soldiers, speaking and rejoicing.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels pray for me from heaven's open door. And I will not go in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no prayer like you.
Heaven is not my home.
Heaven is not my home. And Lord, what will I do? Angels beckon for me from heaven's open door. And I can be like home
in this world anymore.
That is the gospel. Preaching the gospel now. He that believeth and is baptized. There is a wrong baptism. Apostle Paul was the one that told us that there is another gospel. There is another spirit. It's not everything where you hear Holy Ghost that it is the real Holy Ghost. Take it, wow, all of you fall down. Take it, you somersault. Amen. There is a genuine, there is a fake one. Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he said, there is another gospel, there is another spirit, and there is another Jesus. There is another Jesus. And I thank God. The popular preachers around the world, they are not getting converted. They are soon beginning to know that they have been preaching for the past 40 years, 30 years, and they didn't know Jesus. You heard them now. It's on the social media now, everywhere. Michael Konko confesses his own. Bishop Michael Konko confesses. Ebe Damina confesses his own. Benny Hinn confesses his own. That gospel that we are preaching was another gospel. But our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last. As we meet to release ours, we are chained down in the bar. To Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Who's original? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you have baptized water baptism, thank you, Jesus. If you have baptized water baptism, you have received your water baptism, but it was not in this church. Can you stand up? And you are here with us today. I'm going to be very, very sincere with you, but don't be angry with me. Eh? Do you like truth? You like truth. If you don't like truth, don't come here. Because, hallelujah, the Bible tells us that there is an evening light. There is an evening light gospel. The market is closing. The type of market transaction you go to buy something in the morning, the way you will talk when you want to sell the market is different from the way you will talk when the gate is closing and the man is closing his shop. He will tell you the price. You buy or you go. This is the end time. The door will soon close. Repent or perish. It's not time for church politics. And let me tell you, no church, including this church, no church is a gateway to heaven. The only gateway to heaven, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. It is thus said the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man. Your G.O. is not the mediator. Mary is not the mediator. Pope is not the mediator. Archbishop is not the mediator. Pastor Moses is not the mediator. Lazarus Mwaka is not the mediator. There's only one mediator. What is his name? And the Bible calls him the captain of our salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please, if you have received water baptism but not in this church, stand up. All of you sitting now, you had your water baptism in this church. Wow. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. I had this pool. This is not what I prepared to do this night. But somebody here, you may be coming here for the first time. Amen. You can't go back the same as you came. Sir, which church did you baptize?
I baptized in Catholic Church.
Catholic Church. Yes, please, sir. If you are standing, listen to me. Listen to me so that I don't ask all of you the same question. If you are from Catholic Church, please sit down. You baptized wrongly. Your sins are still with you. Sit down. Who again? You. All Catholics, sit down.
Winner
baptizes wrongly. Your sins are still with you. Sit down. Yes?
Assemblies of God Church.
Assemblies of God baptizes wrongly. If you are from Winner, sit down. If you are from Assemblies of God, sit down. Assemblies of God baptizes wrongly. Your sins have not yet been remitted. Yes?
The Fountain of Deliverance.
I don't know that church. Sit down. You?
The Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Redeemed baptizes wrongly. Your sins are not yet remitted. If you are from Redeemed, sit down. Where again?
The Anglican Church. It's also in enter message, but it's in local jazz.
Okay, you are one of us. Sit down. They baptize correctly. 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 Yes? Are you from local jazz?
Anglican.
You came from local jazz for this program. You came to do communion with us. From local jazz. From local jazz. You came, so after here, you go back to local jazz. You're going back on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Chai. Now they do communion for Lokoja. Why you can't do communion for here? Yes?
Anglican.
Anglican. At the same, Mama and Papa were Catholic now. It's wrong. You baptize wrongly. Talk now, let me hear you.
Celestia.
Eh?
Celestia.
Cele does not baptize correctly. And the Jagula.
Deeper life.
Who shouts deeper life? Where is it? Make I see your face.
Deeper life.
Deeper life baptizes wrongly. Your sins are not remitted. Who again?
Cyprian
baptizes wrongly. Your sins are not remitted. Yes?
Pentecostal.
We too, we are Pentecostal. Is that the name of the church?
You don't
remember. Sit down. Who again?
Christ Apostle Church.
CAC baptizes wrongly. Yes? Who again? Shout your own. Who?
Apostolic Pentecostal.
Wrong. Oh, Apostolic Pentecostal. I don't know that one. Let me tell you why Anglican and Catholic, they are wrong. Because they baptize infant baptism and they baptize by sprinkling water. So that makes it wrong. Why is it wrong? First and foremost, baptism before. See, people read the Bible instead of studying the Bible. Peter in Matthew 16 was given the key, correct? What is the key to the kingdom? What is the key? The key unlocks a door to enter the kingdom. And that key was applied on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Can you open it? Then Peter said unto them, see the key. If you will enter the kingdom, this is the key. Repent. You must first repent. That child, has he repented? And there is only one man that is the mediator between God and man. So any other godfather is impersonation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Godmother is impersonation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is already standing for that child before the throne of mercy. Until the child grows to an age of accountability, where he can discern good from bad, where he can decide to accept Christ or reject him after hearing the gospel. Therefore, if anyone that cannot repent, you must repent. You must repent. And please, repentance is not say after me. You want to give your life to Christ, come forward. Then you run. Then they even count for you. One, two. Listen. Amen. Amen. Come to me. It's not with the leg. It's with the heart. And sometimes, look, you can never respond to that call until, first and foremost, you hear something. When you hear it, then you'll be convinced. After you are convinced, then you'll be convicted. Your heart will be pricked. Acts chapter 2 and verse 36. On the day of Pentecost, after they heard it, this was the summary of the sermon that Peter preached to them. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Verse 37, listen. Now, when they heard this, you will hear it first. Then when you are convinced, he said, they will have pricked in their heart. You will be convicted. You then know that by what I have heard, oh, I deserve to go to hell. I deserve, oh, lie, my sins are too much. Then, it was then their hearts were pricked, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? What shall we do? Then Peter told them, go to baptismal class. Go to baptismal class. What did he say? Repent. For now, this nonsense lifestyle you'll be holding. Why you do that? And baptize every one of you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What did he say? Baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For what? For what? For the remission of your sins. When you do that, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And if you read it down, he said the promise is for all of us, even including us here now. And that day, 3,000 went to the water for water baptism. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Three years ago, we went to Cameroon. We baptized 355 one day. 355 one day. 2 weeks ago, we were in Jos. 67 we are baptized. We moved to Abuja. 70 we are baptized. And take note, none of them was a Muslim. All of them belong to these churches you people are mentioning now. They only went to correct. Most of them went to correct it. Hallelujah. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But Jesus Christ was made a propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. He went to the cross and died for me. He went to the grave to bring me out. On the third day, he came out. I came out with him. I cannot die again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Death could not hold him captive. Death cannot hold me captive. You believe what he did on the cross on Calvary, then you repent. That is the death. You must enter grave. If somebody die, it must be buried. You don't sprinkle water. That is why we say Anglican, Catholic, is wrong baptism. And they have been hearing me. None of them is able to reply me back. And they all have TV stations. They know what I'm saying is scriptural. What they are doing is their own tradition, not Christianity. Praise the Lord. And listen, church. Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1, he said, if any man preaches any other gospel contrary to what we have preached, let him be blessed, Abby. Let him be accursed. It has become the standard. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ told the disciples, Peter was among, go and baptize. Preach the gospel and baptize in the name, Matthew 28 verse 19, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things I've told you. Lo, I'm with you even to the end. Listen. Hallelujah. But Peter said, baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. And some of these theologians, that's why there is no Bible school that makes you understand Bible. They only teach you how to dress and how to speak big grammar and how to organize people. But when it comes to salvation, there's no school of theology. Theology is different from Christianity. Christianity is the act of building the image of Christ in a believer. But theology is intellectual perception of the gospel. Nothing more. Nothing more. Praise the Lord. It's academics. It's intellectualism. Theology is intellectualism. Amen. And when God calls you, He doesn't send you to Bible school. I didn't go to any Bible school, but I am in a school, the school of the Holy Ghost. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And He's teaching us every day. You are going to eat something. If you don't understand what you are eating, you're only eating bread. You have no effect. You have been eating bread every day. In fact, you produce bread in your company. But now you will eat this bread. Amen. With an understanding. And your ulcer will go. Amen. Eh? Amen. I think you get ulcer for stomach. Wait. You want it to go now. I know you're a believer. You're even a preacher. I think you preach the cross now. Eh? For your street. Eh? This bread. He lifted the bread and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat in remembrance of me." Remembering what? That by His stripes we are healed. Oh yeah, watch it now. Say, "The body of Jesus Christ offered for me." And eat it.
The body of Jesus Christ offered for me.
Oh yeah. If they chop bread every day. But now this is a different type of bread. A bread with understanding. We are going to the cross. The Lord Jesus will take him now to the cross. And ulcer will disappear. Swallow it. "This is my body offered for you. Eat in remembrance of me. Eat it in remembrance of me. Eat it in remembrance of me. Eat and ulcer will go. Eat and every infirmity in your body will go." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And any demon in your body that will try to resist it, power will jump power. And it will go. Now. When they finish with you, we will know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's not partial. If you release him, he will release you too.
Just for me, just for me, Jesus came and did it just for me, just for me.
Somebody think I was speaking grammar. I just wanted to demonstrate something for you. While I check now, that ulcer will not be there again. Hallelujah. So you listen to me. His own may be ulcer. Your own may be, they call it staphylococcus. Your own may be that malaria type for where low degree go. Every day, you carry Panadol, so they painkiller, fool your body, antibiotic, fool your body, so they, if you they breathe, an antibiotic, then they hear, they breathe. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is because the name of the Father. What is the name of the Father? What is the name of the Son? What is the name of the Holy Ghost? It's in the Bible. Assemblies of God, winners, redeemed. Who again? Choosing. Who again? Who? Deeper Life. Church of Christ. Sele. Who again? Assemblies. Mountain of Fire. Who again? Four Square. This is what all of you do. They will take you to the water after wasting your time. For baptismal school, if you fail, you repeat. Then while you are repeating, rapture will strike. You are still repeating. If you don't go to school, then you continue to fail. My mama will not go to school. Now, she cannot be saved. Like those. See, time for deliverance has come now. You will not connect. Because you are waiting for somebody to come and charge you money to take you to your village. Because your God is not omnipresent, he's a travel. Your God is a travel before he walk. You don't understand that the money now they find. What did they tell you? Somebody will go village. You see? So, if I don't get money, then I remain in my problem. I will remain in my problem. As I don't get money to carry people, go to my village. But I thank God. My God doesn't travel. He speaks in Lagos. And action takes place at Okija. Am I correct? He will speak here. And something will happen at Newi. Am I correct? That is my God. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Hey, what manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Wait. Correct. This is what they do in all these Trinitarian churches. They will take you to the water according to Matthew 28 verse 19 and baptize you in the name. Hey. Hallelujah. They put you inside the water by immersion in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Put you inside the water and bring you out. They are repeating Matthew 28 verse 19 instead of obeying Matthew 28 verse 19. You are to obey. It means you will know the name. Peter knew the name of the Father. The name of the Father is Jesus. According to the Bible, the name of the Son is the name of the Father. Because the Father is reconciling the world to himself through him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Praise the Lord. Therefore, he placed his name there. Amen. The Son became the tabernacle of God. And he became the meeting point between God and man. A body he prepared for himself in the womb of a Mary. Of a virgin. Hallelujah. Correct water baptism is to go into that water after you have repented. The minister puts you inside the water, bury you there. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you come out of that water. Every sin you have ever committed till that day is remitted. And the veil that separates you from God is removed. We have access to the throne of grace. And that is what we come to do today, to remember. What gave us access? He shouted, "It is finished." When they tore his side, they didn't know they were tearing the veil that covered God. The Shekinah glory was inside of him. The Shekinah glory that was in the Holy of Holies left. Hallelujah. Came to Christ and his baptism. Came inside Christ in his baptism. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he became the image of the invisible God. The Bible tells us in Colossians that for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. For the fullness of the Godhead dwell in him bodily. And he could tell you, if you see me, you see the Father. And the Father proclaimed, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Philip, are you asking, you want to see the Father? Have I not told you, if you see me, you see the Father? The Father and I are one. You see me, you see the Father. Thus said the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when they were tearing him, they didn't know they were tearing a veil that covered the Holy of Holies. And that spirit was released. Oh, glory be to God. He gave up the ghost. What is the ghost? The ghost there is the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. And that is the life that is in the blood of Jesus. That is different from the life that is in the blood of that animal. Apostle Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah. When that life that is in the blood of Jesus is eternal life. I have a grace here to lead people to God. He has also given me the key. And I'm opening it today for somebody who has not entered yet. Hallelujah. For any sinner here who is still joking with his life, the door is still open. One of these days, that door will close. And you will knock from outside and he will tell you, I didn't know you. And it will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. And I take this aspect very seriously because this is a restoration ministry. Nobody comes here by accident. Only those whose names are written in the book of life. When was it written? When was it written? They are the only ones that have ears to hear. Hallelujah. Deep, call it to the deep. Deep. And there are some of you that have already received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. But something happened. The manifestation of that spirit is not seen. You cannot have the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost in you will not manifest. It manifests through the gift. You are not born again until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when you are baptized by the Holy Ghost, amen, you come in there with a gift, with a ministry. Your gift is your ministry. Men or women, everybody knows only the fivefold ministry. There are other ministries in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 9 of them. Hallelujah. Even now. Is there anybody that wants to be baptized? You have heard the gospel. You want to correct it. Correct your own. One. Clap your hands. I don't talk. I never talk and finish. Don't stand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In this church, every Tuesday we baptize the people. Last Tuesday, we baptized 20-something people, and all of them had it. We didn't talk about baptism. They had it through the Bright TV, and they ran here to be baptized. Without us talking about it, every week they come. We are not baptizing you to make you our member. Do you hear me? No. We are baptizing you so that you have a relationship with God. Your sins, the accuser of the brethren is accusing you of one thing or the other. The overcoming power is we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 12 tells us so. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, can we read it? When you come to Christ, you have come to Mount Zion. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. And unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. When you come to Christ, you have come to an innumerable company of angels. When you come to Christ, you have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. And all firstborn belong to him. Somebody here shout, I belong to Jesus. Which are written in heaven. And it is written from the foundation of the world. And we have come to God, the judge, verse 23. And we have come to God, the judge of all. And God will judge your enemies today in the name of Jesus. And we have come to the spirits of judgment made perfect. And verse 24, you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Every other covenant is old covenant. It's gone. And we have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Somebody here, the blood of Jesus Christ will speak for you today. In the cup of your enemies, the blood of Jesus Christ will speak for you. Even here now, the blood of Jesus Christ will speak for you. For every desire you have in your heart, the blood will speak for the answer. Hallelujah. As you enter that water and come out, no problem that follows inside that water will come out with you. In the name of Jesus. So concerning the things of salvation, you don't procrastinate. You don't say, I will come next week. You don't give condition because you don't know the next moment what will happen. Every opportunity you have, you take it. That is why a brother flew all the way from America. 12 hours non-stop flight. Landed here on Tuesday morning. With him and his family. Baptized, finished. The same aircraft was going in the evening flight. He left here and followed the same aircraft back. What happened? His answer is, I don't want to joke with my salvation. How did you know us? He jammed us on air through the Bright Television. Amen. But we always say, you don't have to travel to Lagos. Call us, tell us where you are. We have churches everywhere that believe what we are talking about. We are not the only ones. We are not the only ones who, in this Lagos, up to 100 of them scattered all around Lagos. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't tell us where we are, where you are. We will give you address. Where you will go, and you will be baptized. But for now, amen. Let's go to the cross.